One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. The brighter side of having one hand. I get stared at a lot. Hey, 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 here we go, podcast number 97. And as I just said in my intro, I do get stared at a lot. And I'm trying to look at, well, basically across my lifetime, I'm just looking at the brighter side of not having two hands. The silver lining to my one-handed cloud, if I may say. Now, part of this short podcast really stems from a small interaction I had working out at the gym. Actually, it was after working out. I spent some time in the sauna, the dry sauna. Man, I love the dry sauna. But there was another gentleman in there who looked like he had a somewhat injured leg. And then as we were both leaving, we happened to be changing at the same time. And he asked me, he said, basically, hey, how long have you gone without your forearm? And I said, well, basically, I've been like this my whole life. And we had a short interaction back and forth. And I couldn't quite figure out where he was at with his leg, his injured leg or something along those lines. And basically, I was just kind of being me. And I was like, well, you know what? I've been like this my whole life. I don't know any different. And it's simply the way things unfolded. I was born like this. And this is in response to his statement where when I made the reference to his leg or something about, you know, we'll get through it, or I can't even remember what I said. He's like, well, I'm just lucky. And he said it sarcastically. And then he kind of caught himself, I guess, basically because I'm a fairly positive chap. And he said, well, I had back surgery and I came out worse than I went in. And they cut a nerve and it affected my leg. You know, my leg doesn't work that well. Sometimes I want to cut it off. And I knew I couldn't go too far with the guy right there. But he said, you know what, I think I'm going to take a lesson from you. And basically, I think he was just kind of picking up on my positive vibe, kind of looking at, well, the good things in life. You know, it takes a little work. Working out with one hand, I got straps and things, and I'm uneven, and it's, you know, the gym has never been my favorite place, but right now I want to be more healthy, and so I'm doing it. But as I was driving home, I was thinking about this guy, and I could tell that he, you know, he's pretty just challenged with his situation, and maybe wants to be bitter, but maybe he's trying to look at the brighter side of things, the good side of things. And that kind of led into me thinking about this podcast a little bit, about all the good things that go on with having one hand. And, you know, I tell people there's a lot of benefits to not having two hands, and I have the whole thing. Oh, I get 50% off all manicures. You know, I was never drafted in the army or to war or anything like that. I couldn't even get into the military. As much as I wanted to get into the military when I was younger, but there's just generally a lot of really great things about not having two hands. And it makes me very creative. I have to solve problems. Keeps my brain pretty sharp in some capacity. But one of the benefits that I want to just share with you for a little bit is the benefit of always being looked at. Always being looked at. Now, when I was a kid, it was real challenging because other kids, they can be kind of rude and impolite and mean and things of that nature. But I pretty much spent my whole life being stared at. People watching me do things, watching me tie my shoes, watching me getting dressed, watching me play baseball, watching me shoot pool, watching me do all these things. And even as an adult, people still watch me do things. And as a martial artist, I study Aikido, I practice Aikido, I teach Aikido. I wear a hakama, which is the samurai pants, looks like a skirt. I like to tell people it's a skort. But that thing can be a challenge to put on, and I've gotten many compliments, changing and unchanging and folding my hakama about how good I do it. And basically, like, just people watch. They want to see how I do things with one hand. And sometimes I watch people with one hand or no hands, or you just watch people that don't have all their parts do certain things. But across my life, people have always watched me. And, you know, there's an interesting benefit to that. There's an interesting benefit to that. I remember when I was when I first moved to Boise, I was hanging out with my roommate at the time, and we were just at this corner. And apparently, across the street, there were all these kids, and all of them were just staring at me. I didn't pay that much attention to it because I knew what was going on. And then my friend, he just kind of leaned over. He was uncomfortable. He's like, man, why are people always staring at you? Right? Just one of those, oh, I forgot you have two hand statements or questions. And I lifted up my arms. I was like, really? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's right. You don't have two hands. You stick out. But there's truth to that. And because of that, I have this very interesting quality of being comfortable in front of large amounts of people. Now, this is a benefit because I've done a lot of performance art in my life. And then here in Boise, I was one of the founding members. I didn't start the troupe, but I was one of the original crew in the Red Light Variety Show, which is a burlesque, vaudeville, boylesque, just a variety troupe. And I'm a big fan of just vaudeville-style humor and skits and comedy and things of that nature. And I love being on stage. And it's interesting, I'm very comfortable up there. I'm very comfortable on stage. And it's a benefit as a performance artist, as a performance artist, and as a professional speaker. I mean, one of the problems people say with professional speaking, well, with public speaking, actually speaking in front of people, is that they say it's one of their greatest fears. And I've even heard that the fear of public speaking outstrides the fear of death. Now, that's just a myth. The reason why people are scared to speak in front of other people is because they're unprepared and they don't have experience being in front of people. I've spent my whole life on stage, basically, meaning I've had one hand my whole life and people just watch me. So I figure if you're going to watch me, I might as well give you something good to watch. Love playing funky, weird musical instruments, the didgeridoo, the theremin, the crackle box. I've played an accordion on stage. And I love doing performance art, and I love speaking on stage. I love speaking in front of people. I'm very comfortable doing it. And I attribute all of this to spending my whole life with one hand. One of the great benefits of living life with one hand is people constantly watch you. You're always being looked at. Basically, you are always on stage. And that means something. And that's been a benefit in my life as a professional speaker and as a lifelong professional artist, especially in the performance artist category. And I just want to bring it back around to this guy that I was talking to at the gym, and I hope to see him again. I'm going to be doing more late nights. I like late night working out and late night hanging out in the sauna. I don't necessarily want to teach him anything. I just want to be who I am around him. And just, you know, if he asks, just let him know that, well, there's many great things to every part of life. And even if tragedy happens, there's always good going on. And I'm always looking for the good parts of having one hand. Like the 50% off all manicures, right? And it makes me creative. Just those great qualities. Those great, great qualities. Kids are magnetized by me. Kids ask me questions all the time. It's a great opportunity to communicate and spend time with children. And I love that. I just simply love being approached by children in public. It happens all the time. And it's a bonus because in that opportunity, there is the potential for just shining bright and letting people see that I'm comfortable with who I am. It lets them be more comfortable in who they are. Just like what that guy saying, oh, I think I'm going to take a lesson from you. It's simply how things unfolded. This is a life that I have, so let's just make it as great as it can be. I don't need to compare myself to anyone. I don't need to be as great as anyone else. I just need to be the greatest me that I can be. Wow, I should say that again. I just need to be the greatest me that I can be. And with that, this One Hand Speaks podcast is clapping out. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.